So let's hear about another one of your cases. You have this 41-year-old lady who initially, again, presented in 2003. What happened with her?
Yeah, she came to me just devastated. She had kids who were not even yet in middle school. She was with her husband and sister. And she came in, she is diagnosed in 2003. It was ER positive, HER2 positive. She received FEC by somebody in the community, followed by radiation. And then they were early adopters of trastuzumab and actually gave her a year of trastuzumab, sort of thinking outside the box, which I think was great because this was, you know, in the community. It wasn't on the clinical trial and it was only 2004. She got endocrine therapy, and then this particular oncologist was following tumor markers and found that they were rising 4 years later, and they found pulmonary nodules and liver lesions. She had a liver biopsy. It was ER-negative, HER2-positive metastatic disease. So she came into my clinic. She had to lay on the bed. She was so devastated. She couldn't really talk to me. Her husband and sister spoke to me. She was just sure she was dying. And we started her on TCH. And after the third cycle, her scan showed no evidence of disease. She had a brisk, perfect response to therapy. So we kept her on maintenance of trastuzumab and zoledronic acid. And then in 2009, based on Kim Blackwell and Joyce O'Shaughnessy's data of the benefits of dual HER2 targeting and trastuzumab and lapatinib and their overall survival benefits with the dual use, we added in lapatinib, also thinking it might protect the central nervous system. So she's no evidence of disease for 5 years. We stopped the lapatinib because she was having a lot of skin issues with it in 2013. And she's going on like 10 years, no evidence of disease. She sees her two sons graduate high school and go to college. She never thought she would see them, you know, reach this milestone. And we began having discussions about whether or not to stop therapy because there are some patients, you know, one of the patients that Dennis put on the original phase one study of trastuzumab was cured. She got like six cycles and right. She was cured. So do we need to treat everyone long term? Is she cured? And I just never was really comfortable with it. We talked about it all the time. And then she developed lesions in the lungs and bones in October 2018. And it was now ER positive, but also HER2 positive. And so I'm glad I didn't stop her off trastuzumab because I would have felt like that's what had caused the progression. But it was a lesson to me that patients can have their disease recur after a long, complete remission. And we started her on T-DM1, which she tolerated just miserably. So much nausea and malaise, and it was a very unusual reaction, but she did not do well. She had a very good response, 50% reduction in her lesions, healing of the bones, and we decided to put her on trastuzumab, pertuzumab, and fulvestrant maintenance. And that's what she's on to date, and she's feeling great.
Wow. Wow. I was just wondering at a personal level what it was like to have to deal with her recurrence after all those years.
It would have been a lot harder had I advised her to stop trastuzumab.
I bet.
Because I would have felt that I had, you know, caused this. You know, it was really hard. I hadn't seen her husband in many years because she was doing so well and he reemerged in the clinic, but she had a maturity level and she said, look, all the years I've had are a gift to me. If you can give me more years so I can see my kids get married and, you know, great. But she's so appreciative of not dying when she came to me originally. She has a different way of looking at life. And I see this with patients in the metastatic setting. It's like they have different colored lenses they're looking through. The appreciation for life, I think, is deepened in many, many ways.
I wonder, and I think probably that that's part of the attraction of being in the field, to be around people who have that kind of feeling in their head all the time.
Yeah. And, you know, if I were an oncologist 20 years ago, I think it'd be a lot more depressing. I probably would be out of clinical practice by now because we have these amazing agents now to be utilizing, not just for HER2 positive, but hormone receptor positive. You know, 85% of breast cancers now, We have these just innovative, amazing, effective therapies. We got to do better with triple negative, but I do think we have a lot to offer our patients. So it's rewarding in that sense.
Certainly, there are a lot more agents available. Really challenging to be an oncologist now, but also exciting. You know, people who come into the field don't realize how crazy it is compared to, but good.
Yes, yes.